Animal Crossing New Horizons, Time Traveling in the Early Game by William Schramm, narrated by Luke Greenfield. If you've played Animal Crossing before, this will be no surprise to you. If you're new to the series, this is something very useful for progressing through the game faster. This is the idea of changing your system date and time to skip ahead to a different day, which I'll refer to hereafter as time traveling. In past installments, time traveling made it possible to obtain large amounts of bells by changing the dates to special days and collecting exclusive items from villagers to sell back to the shop. However, rather than looking at these, we'll instead look at more useful applications if you're just now starting your island. In no particular order, number 1, visiting other islands. This is perhaps the biggest one if you're looking forward to playing with friends. In the beginning, you're not able to use your island's airport if it's the first day. By time traveling, you're able to skip this limitation and visit friends immediately. Additionally, this allows you to use your Nook Miles ticket as well. This will come into play later on. Number 2, Nook Miles. This is one of the more important aspects of early game progression, as this allows you to upgrade to your first house. While there is a large selection of tasks to do for your first upgrade, it becomes harder to do as you fill out more of your list. For this, Nook Miles Plus is useful, but many of the tasks it requires are tedious. This is where time traveling comes into play. By accessing the Nook Stop every day, you can rack up Nook Miles for each successive login, up to 300 miles for 7 plus sign-ins in a row. These add up fast, since Nook Miles tickets cost 2,000 miles. Number 3, Nook Miles Tickets. These are the tickets that allow you to explore an uncharted island. You're able to find new fruits, fish, fossils, villages, and more on these. The most important thing is the rocks these allow you to find. One of the first upgrades you're tasked with doing is the shop upgrade, which requires 3 types of wood and iron nuggets. The first 3 are easy to find given the large number of trees available on your island, making the 30 pieces required for each type seamless. The ore is much more difficult given the rarity of rocks. By using these tickets, you're able to find rocks on other islands and significantly speed up the process of finding the 30 iron nuggets needed. And finally, number 4, the museum. If you're anything like me, you love the idea of collecting different specimens and donating to the museum. The whole idea of filling all the display cases and seeing everything you collect later on is appealing. Early on in the game, after collecting 15 specimens, your donations will be halted to allow for the building of the museum. You have to wait 2 full days before being able to donate again. By time traveling, you can skip this restriction and get back to expanding your collection immediately. Additionally, time traveling will place new fossils in your town, allowing further expansion of your collection. An additional use of time traveling, though not extremely useful in early progression, is visiting different times of the year. This will allow you to find bugs and fish not usually present when your date and time are set correctly. This can also help to speed up the completion of your collection. These are just a few of the many things to be discovered in Animal Crossing New Horizons. Are there any tips you suggest that we missed? Were these tips useful? Let us know in the comments.